you actually don't have to think anything. No one can make you. It's crazy. You can think anything you want and no one can stop you. Whether it's true or not, you can literally think whatever you want and no one can stop you from doing it.
Was ist ein dem Höheren hingegebenes Sein, vom oder im Höheren gebildet und mit seinem ganzen Sein hörend? Um welches Geheimnis handelt es sich, wenn man im eigentlichen Sinne zuhört, horcht, lauscht? Sprich, wenn man sich bemüht, eher die Klanglichkeit zu fassen oder zu erhaschen, als die Botschaft. Welches Geheimnis gibt sich preis und macht sich also publik, wenn wir einer Stimme, einem Instrument oder einem Geräusch um ihrer selbst willen lauschen? Kann ich mal riechen? Mariechen ist ausgegangen.
What does it mean to be listening, to be always, as one would say, to be in the world? What does it mean to exist according to listening, for it and through it? What part of experience and truth is put into play? What is at play in listening? What resonates in it? What is the tone of listening or its timbre? Is even listening itself sonorous? When he was 6 years old, Stravinsky listened to a mute peasant who produced unusual sounds with his arms, which the future musician tried to reproduce. He was looking for a different voice, one more or less vocal than the one that comes from the mouth, another sound for another sense than the one that is spoken.
He want to find out what he want, He want all. He wants nothing. He wants to change the world. He wants to change himself. He wants nobody to change. He wants everybody and himself to beryllium what they want to beryllium. He wants to live a good life. He wants to find out what a good life is for him. He don't want to think too much. He wants to do. He don't want to resist what is. He wants to go with the flow. He wants to believe himself. He wants to resist discrimination. He wants to fight discrimination. He wants to feel free. He wants to feel love. He wants to beryllium open heart. He wants to know what he wants. He wants to stand on my own 2 feet, baby. He wants to rely on my close arms. He wants to trust. He wants to trust everyone. He wants to beryllium grateful. He wants to beryllium confident. He wants to beryllium free of others' expectations. He wants to beryllium vulnerable. He wants to allow others to beryllium vulnerable. He don't want to beryllium afraid. He wants to beryllium a mother. He wants to beryllium a lover. He wants to beryllium a friend.
I want to find out what I want, Ichen. I want all. I want nothing. I want to change the world. I want to change myself. I want nobody to change. I want everybody, and myself. to be who they want to be. I want to live a good life. I want to find out what a good life is for me. I don't want to think too much. I want to do. I don't want to resist what is. I want to go with the flow. I want to believe myself. I want to resist discrimination. I want to fight discrimination. I want to feel free. I want to feel love. I want to be open-hearted. I want to know what I want. I want to stand on my own 2 feet, baby. I want to rely on my close ones. I want to trust. I want to trust everyone. I want to be grateful. I want to be confident.
Yeah.
I want to be free of others' expectations.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to be vulnerable.
No.
I want to allow others to be vulnerable.
No.
I don't want to be afraid.
Me.
I want to be a mother. I want to be a lover.
Yeah.
I want to be a friend.
Let them eat. Tweets.
I am not sitting here, not talking. Don't confuse me with the body. I am not a person in your sense of the word, though I may appear a person to you. There is nothing I feel separate from, hence I am all. No thing is me, so I am nothing.
What do you do when asleep?
I am aware of being asleep.
Is not sleep a state of unconscious?
Yes, I am aware of being unconscious.
And when awake or dreaming?
I am aware of being awake or dreaming. I do not need oppose or deny, because it is clear to me that I cannot be the opposite or denial of anything. Do not look for me in identification with or opposition to something.
When you look at me, what do you see?
I see you imagining yourself to be. This body appears in your mind, in my mind nothing is. To you the body is real, to me there is none.
An accident would destroy your equanimity.
The strange fact is it does not. To my own surprise, I remain as I am, pure awareness, alert to all that happens. You could as well see me jumping into the fray to save somebody and getting killed. Yet to me nothing happened. I do nothing, nor is anything done to me. I appear to depend on everything, but in fact all depends on me.
I hear you talking about unshakable and blissful. What is in your mind when you use these words?
There is nothing in my mind. As you hear the words, so do I. But you are speaking, not me.
That is how it appears to you.
Do you experience the three states of waking, dreaming and sleeping as we do, or otherwise?
My all three states are sleep to me. My waking state is beyond them.
Don't you need to contact the world?
I do not need the world, nor I am in one.
I am asking you a question and you are answering. Are you conscious of the question and the answer?
In reality, I am neither hearing nor answering. In the world of events, question happens and the answer happens.
You have a name and shape, display consciousness and activity.
In your world appear so. In mine I have being only.
Are you never glad or sad? Do you know joy and sorrow?
Call them as you please. To me they are states of mind only, and I am not the mind. I find that somehow, by shifting the focus of attention, I become the very thing I look at. I become the inner witness of the thing. Since at any point of time and space I can be both the subject and the object of experience, I express it by saying that I am both, and either, and beyond both.
Are you serious? Do you really mean that you exist everywhere and at all times?
Yes, I do. I know that I am not describable nor definable.